Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Our salvation and God's honor are so intimately connected, they stand or fall together. Our salvation and God's honor are so intimately connected, they stand or fall together. If God's honor falls, our salvation falls with it. If our salvation falls, God's honor falls with us. David implies that if he were to be overcome by his enemies, if they should truly prevail against him, and his salvation came into question, God would be dishonored. Having said all that, David turns to praise. As I thought of this, of what David is thinking and how he is doing this, as he prays to God, what happens? His attitude changes. The act of praying can bring about a change of perspective in the one who is praying. David, as he cries out to God, shifts his focus from his circumstances to God. What takes primary focus here is God and God's character, not the particular circumstances he is in. Prayer for him changes his perspective from horizontal to vertical, looking at things from God's vantage point rather than human perspective. The act of praying can also bring about an adjustment in the nature of our request. We can start out praying for one thing and end up praying for something different. Prayer can also change the quality of our prayer. Not whether it is a good one or not so good, but what kind of prayer is it? What qualities does it have? David begins down in the dumps, crying out, "Woe is me, how long must I endure this?" And as he prays, his thoughts continue along those lines, and he continues praying to God, and his prayer changes from request to praise. Here we have two responses. He says, "I will rejoice. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation." David, as he was praying, received assurance of deliverance. That assurance of deliverance formed the basis of his hope in the future. It enabled David to ward off temptation to doubt or despair. Instead, he rejoices confidently in what he is certain God will do. As a child of God, he has cried out to God for help. He has received assurance of that help, and he turns to rejoicing confidently in what he knows is coming. Secondly, he says, "I will sing. I will sing to the Lord." He takes it to the next level. Rejoicing can be fairly quiet and subdued. We can rejoice on the inside. Maybe it shows in our expression, but David here takes it to the next level by giving verbal expression to his joy and his confidence. He says, "I will sing to the Lord." He adds to his confidence acknowledgement of God's great goodness to him. "I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." What is the one reason David could come to this point in prayer? Because of his trust in God's faithfulness. There are two things that factor into his trust that God is indeed a faithful God. He says, "I have trusted in your mercy. I have trusted in your loving kindness." He had trusted God to be merciful in the past, and he was not disappointed. God had been merciful in the past. Then he looks to the future. The words of the hymn writer, "The one who penned, great is thy faithfulness." What is that line from the hymn? "As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be." And that confidence looks in both directions. As you have been in the past, you will be forever in the future. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.